This is Retro Sports Radio. Visit RetroSeasons.com for more sports history.
Listen to Leo DeRocher, Chimney Sweep, America's number one soot destroyer, presents the famous fiery manager of the Brooklyn Dodgers, Leo DeRocher, in a sparkling new 15-minute program, Your Sports Question Box. You send in the questions, any question on any sport or game, and Leo answers it. For every question used, Chimney Sweep Soot Destroyer pays the sender $5. And the question considered by Leo the most interesting nets the sender $50, compliments of Chimney Sweep. Send in your question tonight. All questions become the property of Chimney Sweep. And here's a masterminding manager of those dashing, slam-bang Brooklyn Dodgers, Leo DeRocher.
Hi, you sport fans. It's great to be here with you today and to try to answer your sports questions.
Right, Leo. And this is Frank Chase, who is going to swing your queries at the lip to answer fans.
And I hope you won't be mad if I don't bat 1,000 every show.
I'm sure they won't, Leo. Just do your best. And now, step up to the plate.
I'll do just that. And first of all, I want to answer some questions that have been tossed at me by sports fans everywhere for the past week.
And all on the current World Series, I'll bet.
Everyone, Frank. And the one I've been asked most often is, who's going to win the World Series?
And so, who is going to be the winner?
Well, Frank, I'll stick my neck out. In two words, the Cardinals.
Well, now give us the lowdown on your figuring.
Well, I figure that any club that can beat the Dodgers can beat anybody.
Okay, Leo, I hope you're right. So you were up there in Boston for 3 days. What else was of special interest?
Well, there was one thing in particular that I noticed. 5,000 fans in Brooklyn on any given day can make more noise than 35,000 fans made in Boston during the World Series.
Say, here's one that I heard a lot of them ask you, Leo. Would you have walked Ted Williams to get at York in the first inning of that third game?
Well, of course, all managers figure different and have their own ideas. And I think that Eddie Dyer did a great job handling his team in the games that I saw.
Yeah, but you still haven't answered the question.
Listen, you cement head. Dyer beat us 16 out of 24 games last season. Do you think I want to make him mad at us for next year?
Nice sidestepping, Leo. Nice sidestepping. And now on to the first question from one of our known fans. Mr. Tom August of Locust Valley rigged this one up for us. In a night ball game, the team at bat is one run behind and has a man on third. There are two outs. The pitcher winds up, throws the ball, and the batter at the plate swings and connects.
Nothing very tricky about this one so far.
Hang on to your hat. As the batter hits the ball, the runner on third heads for home.
With two out, what would you expect him to do? Sit on third base?
As the batter hits the ball, the runner on third base heads for home. And the lights in the ballpark go out. When they come on again a few seconds later, the runner on third has scored and the batter is safe at first.
In a pig's neck he is.
You don't agree?
I certainly don't. The rules say that in a game momentarily interrupted by light failure, play is halted and all runners are sent back to the base they started from. The hitter bats over again and the last ball thrown him, whether hit fair or foul or not hit at all, is charged neither as a strike nor a ball.
And that sends $5 to Mr. August and sends us on to Ken Roberts.
When your house gives you and your family the cold shoulder this winter, you'd better get rid of that soot in your heating plant and quick. Soot steals heat, wastes fuel. So clean out soot now with Chimney Sweep Soot Destroyer. Chimney Sweep is the quick, easy, almost miraculous way to get rid of soot in furnaces, flues, fireplaces, and chimneys. Soot that steals valuable heat, dirties drapes and furnishings, and exposes your family to chimney fire and coal gas explosion dangers. Chimney Sweep is safe, perfectly safe. So easy to use. Just sprinkle a cupful of Chimney Sweep on the fire every week as directed. No fuss, no muss. Use Chimney Sweep in coal and oil furnaces, coal and wood fireplaces, stoves. Get Chimney Sweep Soot Destroyer tomorrow. Only $1 big 3-pound can, only $1.89 giant 6-pound can. All hardware department and chain stores. Don't accept an imitation. Insist on genuine Chimney Sweep. It's America's number one soot destroyer. And for more heat, a cleaner home, sprinkle Chimney Sweep on the fire every week. And now back to Leo DeRocher and Frank Chase and your questions on sports.
A hockey fan, Kevin Haggerty, would like you to tell him the final score of a hockey game in the case of a forfeit.
Well, the score is 1-0, and that goes whether the game is between amateurs or professionals. $5 for Mr. Haggerty.
Here's one about the pasteboards, Leo.
Look, Chase, say cards when you mean cards.
Sorry, Leo. I'll rephrase the introduction. Here's one about cards.
Go ahead. I'm waiting.
In the game of poker, asks Miss Cynthia Lee of Bennington, do four aces beat a straight flush, or does a straight flush beat anything in the deck?
Well, I guess they'll never get through batting that one around. The answer depends somewhat on your own local rules. But the best information I have to offer, coming straight from the Frontier Club in Reno, Nevada, is that a straight flush beats anything anyone else can hold.
Well, you can't say the lip isn't definite, Miss Lee.
Understand, I'm not kicking about four aces, Miss Lee. Anytime you want to deal them to me, I'll play you for table stakes. And we're sending you $5 to start your game.
Here's one from the mouth of a disciple of Isaac Walton.
Laying it right on the line, he means it's a question from a fisherman.
Nicely riddled, Dio. Now come up with the answer. Mike Adams of Port Washington wants you to tell him if there's any recognized competition for fly casting.
Not one, but several. There are all sorts of varieties of competitions from coast to coast. There are competitions for wet fly casting and dry fly casting, for salmon fly, for distance, and for any number of weights of rod and line.
And here's a pixie from a gal who must be riding with her tongue in her cheek.
Anything wrong with that?
Wait till you hear the question, Noisy.
Just keep that up, Applehead, and you won't be able to ask questions much longer.
Isn't it funny, Frank? Just when you're beginning to hate the guy, he crosses you up by saying something sweet and kind.
Roberts, you'll be doing your announcing from Peoria next year.
Well, Miss Steinthal of Spring Lake wants you to answer her question, no matter how you do it.
Okay, what's the question?
The young lady wants to know which is the fastest, a horse, a camel, or an ostrich.
Okay, that's all for the day. Pack your bags, boys, and we'll ride home in my dog sled.
You mean you're going away mad, Leo?
Look, my business is baseball. It's a tough job. It takes up most of my day.
Yeah?
So I haven't got time to run around clocking the speed of camels and ostriches.
But you do know something about the speed of horses.
The speed of the horses I know about shouldn't happen to a dog.
Well, anyway, here's the information we've dug up for you, Miss Steinthal. If the distance is under a mile, take the ostrich. If it's between 1 and 10 miles, take the horse. And if it's over 10 miles and you want to get to where you're going in a hurry, then thumb a ride on any passing camel. Incidentally, $5 richer with the chimney sweep check we're sending you for your question. And now Mr. Walter Drum of New York City asks, is it true that Farlap raced in the money more often than any other of the famous Australian racehorses?
No, it's not true. There was another famous Australian horse called Gloaming, who had it all over Farlap like a tent.
Well, Farlap was pretty good, Leo, before he died in 1932. He won 37 races out of 51 starts.
Yes, but this Gloaming was the real Australian money horse. Gloaming went to the post 67 times. He was out of the money once. He came in second 9 times and stuck his nose over the wire ahead of the pack 57 times.
And that's what they call a red-hot tip. Here's a funny one, Leo, but maybe you know the answer.
Well, if I don't, I promise you I'll at least make up a good story about it.
Mr. Joe Lowow of Brooklyn wants to know, what famous ball player caught a...
I can't even finish that question. A baseball dropped from the Washington Monument. It was Gabby Street of Washington.
Are you all through?
Completely. What's the next question?
Well, we'll start over again. Mr. Lowow of Brooklyn wants to know, what famous ball player caught a grapefruit tossed from an airplane?
Oh, that one. Well, first of all, the grapefruit was never really caught. But here's how the story goes. When old Robbie, who did a great job managing the Dodgers for a long, long time, was in spring training camp one year, he made a bet with some of the men that he could catch a baseball dropped from an airplane flying at 400 feet.
Boy, if it ever hit him on the head, it would have killed him.
A lot of the boys pointed that out to him, but Robbie was determined.
So?
So Frank Kelly, the trainer, climbed into a plane and flew over the beach at the required height and let his missile go.
You mean a baseball?
It should have been a baseball, but Kelly did a last-minute switch and dropped a grapefruit instead. Robbie saw a speck leave the plane and come whizzing down at him. He stood directly under it with his feet well braced in the sand. Wham! Came the grapefruit and smacked through his hands. It banged against his chest, knocking him to his knees and drenched his face with juice. Robbie was scared to death and shouted like a madman. I'm killed. I'm blind. It's broke open my chest. I'm covered with blood. Help me. Help me.
And then came the roar of the crowd, eh, Leo?
I'll say. The spectators nearly killed themselves laughing.
And what did poor Robbie do?
Well, he was so scared he forgot to be mad for quite some time. When he finally realized the gag that had been played on him, he made life torture for the team all week. In after years, Robbie used to tell the story on himself and laugh as loud as the next one. But when that grapefruit hit him on the chest, he really thought he was a goner.
And there you are, Mr. Lowow. That's the complete story on the record for catching grapefruit thrown from airplanes. And $5 to you for sending it in. Here's one from a gent who's trying to put us on the spot, I think.
And what's so different about him and the other listeners?
Meaning they're all trying to put you on the spot, Leo?
Anyway, the question is from Mr. Collins of Pittsburgh. He'd like you to name the four best forward pass combinations in college football for all time.
Here's a guy with big ideas.
Well, do you want to stick your neck out again?
Here you are, Mr. Collins. Catch these. Dorais to Rockne, Notre Dame. Friedman to Oosterbound, Michigan. Howell to Hudson, Alabama. And Frank to Kelly, Yale.
Yes, and if you'd like another pair to conjure with, Mr. Collins, you might add Heller to Skladaney of your own home city college in Pittsburgh.
Boy, that ought to bring in the screams. In football, every fan does his own experting, and there are an awful lot of forward pass teams you left out, Leo.
The gent asked for my opinion, Ken. That's what I'm giving him.
And in tomorrow morning's Mail, you can bet you'll hear from a lot of people who have opinions of their own.
And now we come to the most interesting question of the first show. Who do you think, Leo, is the better ball player, Stan Musial or Ted Williams?
But just before you come up with the answer to that one, Leo, I have some most interesting facts about chimney sweeps. Ladies, it's hard work to get soot off your drapes, curtains, and slipcovers. So take the easy way. Get rid of soot right at the source, right in your heating plant, with Chimney Sweep Soot Destroyer. Yes, Chimney Sweep is the quick, work-saving, almost miraculous way to clean out soot from furnaces, flues, fireplaces, and chimneys. Soot that dirties drapes and furnishings, steals valuable heat, and exposes your family to chimney fire and cold gas explosion dangers. Chimney Sweep is safe, perfectly safe, and so easy to use. Just sprinkle a cupful of Chimney Sweep on the fire every week as directed. No fuss, no muss. Use Chimney Sweep in coal and oil furnaces, coal and wood fireplaces, stoves. Get Chimney Sweep Soot Destroyer tomorrow. Only $1 or $1.89. All hardware department and chain stores. Chimney Sweep is on sale in Canada, too. Don't take an imitation. Insist on genuine Chimney Sweep Soot Destroyer. And for a much cleaner, much warmer home, just sprinkle Chimney Sweep on the fire every week. And now back to the most interesting question of the week.
And now, Leo, about that question. It's from Kathleen Ford of Louisville, Kentucky.
I remember, Frank. The lady wants to know who I consider the better ball player, Stan Musial or Ted Williams, right?
That's it, Leo. Give.
Well, they're two different type ball players. Ted Williams is a great hitter with tremendous home run power and has a fine throwing arm, and his running speed is above average. I personally haven't seen too much of Williams in actual play. But from what I have seen, I don't consider him a great fielder.
That's Williams, Leo. Now, how about Musial?
Although Musial does not have Williams' home run power, I consider him a better hitter and way above Williams in running speed. Although his arm is not on a par with Williams, he is a much better fielder.
Say, what about this defensive infield shift that Cleveland originated against Williams and that the Cards adopted in the series?
I'm glad that point came up, because that illustrates why Musial is the better hitter. No team would dare shift its infield in that manner for Musial, because he hits to all fields. So in my book, I'll take Musial over Williams.
Then if Mr. Rickey gave you your choice of any ball player, you'd take Stan Musial.
I never said that. I said I'd take Musial over Williams. But if I had my choice of any ball player, I'd take Joe DiMaggio, despite his bad season. I think Joe DiMaggio is the greatest all-around ball player I've seen in the last 10 years. Next question.
First, $50 to Kathleen Ford.
And that's all for today, Leo. I want a few seconds to tell the fans how to send in their questions. You know, folks, this is your sports question box. You send in the questions, any question on any sport or any card game. For every question used on any program, we'll mail the sender $5. But that's not all. If your question is judged most interesting of the week, we'll mail you a check for $50. Just write your question on a plain piece of paper and be sure to include your name and address. Mail to Leo DeRocher, American Broadcasting Company, New York City 20, New York.
This is Leo DeRocher saying, see you next week, same time, same station, when I'll be back for Chimney Sweep with more answers to your sports question box. Meantime, remember, don't do any knocking. Let opportunity do it.
Friends, don't let soot in your heating plant start a chimney fire. Don't let soot clog your furnace flues and perhaps cause a dangerous cold gas explosion. Don't let soot steal heat, too, and dirty up your home. Get Chimney Sweep Soot Destroyer tomorrow from any hardware, department, or chain store and start using it right away. If your dealer happens to be out of Chimney Sweep, just mail $1 along with your name and address to Chimney Sweep, Orange, New Jersey. That's Chimney Sweep, Orange, New Jersey. And we'll see that you receive your Chimney Sweep Soot Destroyer promptly and postpaid. Your sports question box is the original production of Frank Chase. This is Ken Roberts speaking.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.